And we go back and forth and back and forth. I said, I respect, you could be my son. I said, but I'm not. And I said, everything you are because of your experiences, and I appreciate that, but you're not going to denigrate what I've been through. And I said, no one has ever, out of all the words people have ever said to me, no one's ever said rape. No one's ever said it. We had this argument, right? And so I worked at Hot 107, Kiss FM, was owned by Emmis. Bill Cosby, like, that tape will never air. This is a true story. He said, that tape is not going to air. And I said, the fuck it ain't. And 10 minutes later, all the people from Emmis came down, Emmis Communications, took the tape, asked, made sure nobody had a copy of it, said, if this airs, nobody in here will work in radio again. So I know that that cat had the power to make people do shit like that.
This was 2009, right?
2009.
So this is way before Hannibal Buress.
But even before that, even if you read Time and Newsweek, in the very back of the paper, it talked about all these rape allegations. I grew up in L.A. and did warm up for a lot of those shows. Everybody knew it. Everybody knew it. Like, Cliff Huxtable is innocent. But Bill Cosby fucked every one of them girls. But the dude, the character, is innocent. The dude ain't. And I don't even think that cats like that thought it was necessarily a wrong thing to do. They just kind of thought it's what you did. You gave some people dope and they did this, they knew what the deal was. So I wasn't one of those cats who believed he was innocent just because he was funny.